For many in the Gulf Coast, a stark white travel trailer issued by FEMA is now home. Some park the trailers in their driveways while their houses are rebuilt. Others live in makeshift trailer parks. But in New Orleans, it's difficult to get one of those trailers, as NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
FEMA has thousands of trailers waiting to set up in Louisiana, and especially in hard-hit New Orleans. The agency is just waiting for local officials to give the go-ahead. So are people like Cary Grant. At a recent town hall meeting hosted by New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin, she said she's caught up in a bureaucratic mess.
We don't have no place to stay. FEMA calls my cell phone every other day asking me, do I need a trailer? And I tell them the same thing every other day. Nothing changed. Yes, I do. But where is it?
For Grant and thousands of others, the answer lies within their local government. FEMA spokesman James McIntyre says in other states, the governor typically uses emergency powers to suspend local zoning ordinances so FEMA can set up trailers quickly.
In the state of Louisiana, the parish governments and the local officials control those ordinances. So we have to work through them getting approval before we can place units.
Getting that approval has been difficult because Mayor Ray Nagin and the city council have been fighting over who has the authority to say where the trailers should go. City council passed an ordinance giving itself that authority. The mayor vetoed the ordinance, and then last week the council overrode the veto. Councilmember Jackie Clarkson echoed the views of her colleagues.
Ladies and gentlemen, district council people know their districts. We know where it's best to have these trailers and how it's best to have these trailers. And
after the vote, Clarkson said the matter was settled.
The politics is over. We're in command.
But the political battle isn't over. Here's Mayor Nagin the next day.
We're still under a state of emergency. So, in reality, the ordinance that passed it does not have the force of law.
Nagin says he's willing to work with the city council, but the final decision is still his. This political battle represents a larger disagreement between two groups of New Orleans residents, those who've returned to the city and those who want to. The council represents those already in the city worried about FEMA trailer parks showing up near their property. Bertrand Butler lives near A.L. Davis Park, named for a local civil rights pioneer. Butler is upset the park has been closed to the public and turned over to trailers.
Do you see any green space anywhere? This would never be A.L. Davis playground again.
So this all used to be grass right here?
Oh, yeah, all this was grass. It's gravel now. All this was grass. That was a football field. It was a track field around here.
Mayor Nagin says he understands the concerns of people like Butler and city councilors, but he says he has to weigh that against the desires of all the evacuees he's met with around the country.
There's more people outside the city that really want to come back, and they are not very sympathetic to people saying it's not in my backyard.
There's another reason it's been difficult for FEMA to get trailers set up in New Orleans. There has to be some infrastructure, even for a travel trailer. Electric and gas service has been restored to nearly three-quarters of the city, but several zip codes, especially in the 9th Ward area, still don't have the sewer and water service necessary to set up a FEMA trailer. Jeff Brady, NPR News, New Orleans.